Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Dungeons & Junkies presents Matt's Campaign, Season Finale, Part 2. Well, well, well.
Previously on Dungeons & Junkies, the Order reached Scarabray, where Mick immediately set about the job of trying to find his mark. Upon finding where it was, found out that he had to rig a chariot race. After enlisting the rest of the Order to help him, they found out that Cruncher, now leader of the Reapers, has had dealings with Alili and Rain. With this information, Rain and Alili now are on the start line, with Tinker and Mitt in the stands. What will happen next? Listen in. Let's find out.
My unicorn. Is that my unicorn?
It's a black unicorn. Right. So, with this information in your mind, you see Cruncher walk to the... You can see Cruncher walk to the front of the box and he shouts, like, "Racers!
I just
on account of... On the count of three, you will set off. It's 10 laps of the track. First one home wins." At which point, he then hands over to a bugler who starts to begin the... And the race sets off. Right. For the duration of the race, we're going to do it in basic of a combat round. For this, we're going to do... everyone roll for initiative, please.
19 plus 4.
Natural 20.
6.
What did you roll, Caitlin?
8.
Okay. So, the first lap begins. You drop back. I'm talking about Rain and Lily here. You guys drop back to about fourth place. You're sitting in about fourth. The guy in question, who was in number two with a unicorn, he's out in front. You have a couple either side. Lily, you up first. You're coming side by side with the chariot in third place. Are you going to do anything?
Seems a bit suspicious to do something on the first round.
It's up to you entirely.
I think I'll leave it for the first time.
Okay, no problem. You can pass your turn. It's not fine. That's absolutely cool. Okay, Rain, you're in the driver's seat, of course. Okay.
What do they use in horse racing? Like the stick things to make them go faster?
What a whip.
A whip. Okay, a whip to go faster.
Okay, whip to go faster. You are... I never say this. You are rolling to beat an attack, an AC of 8, Alex.
Don't hit a Lily somehow.
I'm rolling the armor glass to beat the axe.
Hit a compartment, man. If he hits her, that is
12. Fun?
12.
Okay, you beat it. Okay, now at this point I need to ask you, roll for damage. And that's
one D4.
That's 1d4.
1d2.
Okay, you make the horse move faster and you move clear into third place. Okay, up in the stands, Tinker, what are you doing?
What's the group of people behind, like, the front four doing? How are they arranged?
They're sort of, like, jostling for position the best they can. It's, you know, so the dust track is maybe about 10 foot wide, but you can only get two carts side by side. So they're jostling to try and get past each other.
So they're kind of a big clump.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Can I... Oh, let me check the range on this.
Well, say from where you are, you're about 30 feet from the track.
Can... Okay, so on the front row of that group, I'd like to cast blindness on one of the horses. So it swerves and there's a big crash and that just leaves our front four.
Oh my god, that just happened, or you gotta roll for it.
The horse needs to make a constitution saving throw.
I wasn't expecting to make this one today. Okay, constitution saving throw. What have I got to try and beat?
A 13.
That is a 11 all in. Okay, the horse goes blind. Right, so now let's see. There is something of a pile-up. Several wheels go flying. The steering for one horse ends up running out of the stadium, dragging its rider behind it. They're not all of them are caught up in it, however, so you have taken out probably half the field.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, so Mick, what are you doing?
What is at this point Cruncher doing? Is he still just standing at the front?
Cruncher is, he's like arm folded, nodding happily because his man's in the front.
I will just, at this moment, I'm just going to keep watching the race. I would like to make an insight check on how many laps there are.
It's 10 lap race. I did say it already.
Oh, you did? I apologize. I missed it.
That's okay, it's fine. Just so you know, you did, because of that, you that was the first lap, because obviously you're sticking around. Right, okay, so we got to the top. The unicorn is still in the lead, with the elf in question with full goal on the top, obviously, and they're making good progress. They're trying to pull away from second place a little bit. Alili, you are coming up on second place.
Am I level with another chap yet?
I'd say within your turn you will reach it, yes.
Alright. I'd like to try and take out one of the wheels.
Okay, cool. That is going to be sort of a chariot, we're going to say. We're going to say you need an armor class of 15.
18, so...
Okay. If you're aiming for the wheel in question, royal damage.
What would that be?
That would be your normal halberd, we'll say plus 2.
Second, let me find the right one.
No problem.
That's 6 all in.
6 all in. Okay. Tinker, roll me a d6, please.
1.
Okay, it is one of the wheels. It is the wheel of one of the chariots that Tinker sabotaged. So by doing the damage, the wheel falls off as well, so you actually may take the entire chariot out of second place. Now I need you to roll me a... What one do I need here? A stealth check, please.
Oh, God. That's a 12 plus 4.
Okay, no one has seen your halberd do that. So far they're concerned, the chariot has collapsed on them. So you are now in clear second place with Rain. Now, it's your turn. You are behind.
I'm not going to do anything this turn. Just carry on racing because I don't want to tire out the horse.
No problem at all.
Keep going as we are at the moment.
Okay. That'll take you guys round your second lap. Caitlin, as what is Tinker up to? Is it just keeping an eye on things?
Yeah, it's keeping an eye on things. Mainly keeping an eye on kind of, I presume there's kind of Reapers stationed around the place.
You, if you want to do me a quick wisdom perception check, you can do so.
So I'm like, I'm fairly certain no one saw me do that, but...
No one saw you do it, and you can see a few people in like with a Reaper mark on their cloak sort of thing, but no one, they were just enjoying the race, because they're usually good-hearted things in this town. Despite the Reapers running the place. Mick, what's happening upstairs?
Quick question. Sure. Is there anyone like serving drinks to everyone up in my box or anything like that?
There's some kobolds in full waiter attire who are handing out drinks to the VIPs. It's very adorable.
Do they have like trays of drinks? Or
they do.
They have trays
bubbling liquid of some description, yes.
Okay, I would like to do nothing at this moment. And I am just going to kind of position myself out of, like, not everyone's watching. So that I'm just kind of out of sight, out of mind until the seventh lap of the race.
Okay, cool.
I will do nothing except observe people and make sure I know where everyone is.
Okay, cool. We go back up top again. Unicorn with Elf on board is still keeping a safe distance from Rain, riding the Ocarina Summoned Horse. But there is not much is happening. I mean, you have gone around several times, and it's amazing how quickly they clear away the damage from all the crushed chariots. But they do a good job. But seven beside you two left in the race aren't able to keep up with you two. In fact, soon you're going to come around to lap them.
So, sounds like me against your Mario Kart.
Alex, have you got inspiration?
I already have inspiration.
Yeah, you just lost it. Right.
Much now, salt.
I'm kidding. Right, okay. Right, so, okay, I'm just going to quickly roll. Okay, four laps later, so let me lap six at this point. Alili, you have just lapped someone. You aren't much closer at this point. Is there anything you want to do or say to Rain at this moment, or is there anything you want to do?
I just kind of poke Rain in the back, like, we actually need to make him go a bit faster.
You can certainly do that, yes, absolutely. Rain, you can respond in that time if you want to talk, because your go is next, of course.
I know. Okay, we are on lap six, so let's speed up the horse a bit.
Okay, so you are going to do another attack on the horse, effectively.
Eight, wasn't it?
AC of 8, yes.
That's a 13.
Okay, roll a d4.
1.
Okay, you do 1 point of damage to the horse, but the horse does speed up, and is starting to gain on the unicorn. Tinker, in the crowd, you've seen him go past several times.
Okay, you said they cleared away all the rubble, right?
Yeah, just the sides of the track, as it were.
Where are they in relation to me? How far?
I would say they are maybe, like, quick demonstration, hang on. I would say there's the track, that's where you are, and that's where they are. That's what it is, at that corner, and you're going clockwise.
Okay, so they'll be in my range, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to cast Minor Illusion slightly in front of the unicorn and the rider to make it look like there is some debris that wasn't picked up.
Sure.
Just for the point that they're going past it, and then immediately dispel it.
Okay, cool.
Just so they have to swerve and lose some speed.
Okay, is that a cantrip, is it, or is it a spell?
That's a cantrip. To check it, to like, if they want to check it's real, they have to do a investigation check.
I don't think they're going to have the time to do one. What I'll do is I'll get them to do a throw on their turn. Okay, cool. So that takes a fake. What's that? They just rubble off carts, yeah?
Okay, yeah, cool. It's like a bit of a wheel that hadn't been fully pushed to the side, because I assume they're taking the racing line.
Yeah, cool. Okay, excellent. Mick, what are you doing up in the box? It is lap six now. Heading to lap seven.
If it's still lap six, then I'm just once again at this moment. Then I will prepare in my sleeve one of my poisons, which is the. Sorry, one second. It is my malice poison, which is a dust, and I'm going to position in my just right under my wrist, near my wrist blade. In the same kind of, you know, I have the wraps around my things, and I'll place it there so it's unseeable, but it's on there.
Okay, cool, lovely. Okay, so making a favor. They do swerve around the debris that Tinker magicked in front of them, and then race on. They even look back to see if it's real or not. They keep racing. It disappeared before Rain and LED run through it, but they have gained half a distance on them without a doubt. So, Alili, it's your turn again on lap seven now, and you are closing the gap on the people who are in front of you, which of course is just the elf and the unicorn.
I think until what level with him, there's not a lot Alili can do.
Okay, so you just want to be preparing anything or?
The only trouble is, anything Alili can prepare is going to draw a lot of attention.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to, like, skip your go for the time being, you can take it later on. It's absolutely fine. Rain.
I kind of want to speed up my horse, but I don't actually know how much HP it has. Can I cast Cure Wounds on my horse?
You can cast Cure Wounds on the horse if you want to, yes.
I'm going to do that because I don't actually know how much health it has left.
Okay, cast your Cure Wounds then.
I have to check how much it heals by. Well, what I have to roll again. It's a d6, isn't it?
D1 d6 plus charisma for you.
A creature regains points equal to 1d8 plus your spellcasting modifier.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was d8.
Yeah, plus charisma, isn't it?
Charisma and proficiency.
Yeah,
I think it's wisdom when you're a ranger.
Yeah.
I didn't
have
to
check. Wisdom with a ring.
Sorry about that, yeah. I'm going to be being a warlock at the moment, sorry.
Okay, which is plus zero.
Okay, cool.
That is a six.
Okay, horse perks up a bit, actually gains a bit of speed as a result, actually, so well done on that side of things. Tinker, your plan worked last time. They're on lap seven, heading towards lap eight.
Okay, Tinker's just not going to do anything for now, because any more like little setbacks would be suspicious.
Okay, cool. Not a problem at all. Mick, upstairs in the box.
At this point, since I've been paying so much attention, I know exactly what Mr. Cruncher has been drinking from the trays, and I will grab two of such drinks. But I will still stay to the back of the crowd right now. But I will grab two of them from a tray.
Okay, Dex, sleight of hand, please.
That is a 14.
You managed to take them both, no problem at dropping them. Okay, cool.
Carl, a drinker.
Okay. And as I pick the one up, because I had it in my wrist anyways, the malice pours into one of the drinks that I had in said left hand.
Excellent. Okay, cool. Okay, the unicorn begins to slow a little bit, as if it went off too fast to begin with. Alili, you are slowly starting to catch up. In fact, you are not quite level with the back wheel, but you like that's where their cart is, and that's where your cart is. Just sort of like the horse is level with the back wheel, basically, at the moment.
Shame Alili's not taller, because I had a plan, but she needs to actually physically to be able to touch the other chariot.
Extendo arm.
I'm not even sure if it would work, so...
Okay, well, yeah. If you want, you can always skip your go until after rain. You can hold your go. It's not a problem.
Okay, I'll do that then. That's okay.
Okay, rain?
Do you think...
No.
Do you think that an animal friendship on the unicorn might be too much of a giveaway? Try and get it to slow down.
Here we go.
Let's actually quickly check how animal friendship works again.
I mean, you used it on a unicorn last time.
Indeed.
In range, 30 feet, have an intelligent, beast intelligent is 4 or higher. It must save on a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so wisdom saving throw for the unicorn. Okay, so you're doing that, are you?
I'm going to try and do it like a bit sneakily, so it's not obvious. Like, the horse doesn't know who's casted animal friendship on it, but it's suddenly sensing a friend nearby. It's like, friend?
Okay, so... wisdom saving throw? Okay. What do I have to try? What do I have to beat, Alex?
Oh, I don't know again, because it's wisdom now, not... How does a spell save DC work? I'm very new to spells.
It's 8 plus your proficiency plus your wisdom modifier, so eight it's probably only 10 for you. Yeah.
0.
Yep.
So 10.
That's 10.
10. Okay.
Can I roll something stealth related, just because I was trying to do it sneakily?
Yeah, you can roll me a stealth check if you want to. Yeah, I do that first.
I am proficient in stealth, which is good.
Yeah.
30-20 plus a 6.
Okay, so that's 26. Okay. No one else as you do it. However, I will just say that a unicorn's wisdom is 17 plus 3 before you even begin. But, so it's plus 3 is the what I'm adding to this.
Use the inspiration, Alex.
That's a natural 20. The unicorn does not react, but the unicorn also does not. He's too focused on the actual race to actually pay any attention. So the unicorn does not slow, but the unicorn does not react either.
Would whipping the horse count as a bonus action, or is that my turn entirely?
Do you get a bonus action? I think you do, don't you?
I was going to say, I haven't got bonus action for whipping a horse written down, so does it count?
I'll allow it, go on.
Okay, so... 15.
Okay, whipping the horse. Okay, so you're beating that. No, roll your d4.
1.
Okay, so you do 1 point of damage. The horse, however, now is level with the unicorn. Yeah. So... if Alili want to take their go now,
wait,
they
do
can.
Do we have the inside line?
Yes. You have the inside line.
So we naturally take him on the corner anyway.
Okay, Alili.
Sorry, I'm just trying to think. My original plan just went down the toilet when I actually read the description properly.
That's okay.
Me. When in doubt, see what's in your equipment bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm quickly trying to do. A few episodes ago...
Say again, Lily.
A few episodes ago, I picked up a handful of small rocks.
You did?
I just put them in my pocket because I thought they might come in handy. Is there any way, if I could scatter the rocks, would they disrupt the flow of the chariot?
That would be... It's a martial weapon, isn't it? Yes. You're proficient in martial weapons, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you want to, you can roll me a strength check on the... You're aiming them at the wheel, are you?
Yeah. So what would that be?
That would be an AC of 10.
Yeah.
And you can do it with a strength modifier, if you've got one.
Oh dear. 15 plus 1.
Okay, so you you do strike the cart enough for it to slow it down enough for you to pass it before the natural turn of the bend. So you are now in the lead. Some of the Reapers up in the stand are not too happy about seeing their guy not winning at the moment. Tinker. You're up.
Can I see that the Reapers are unhappy?
You can see they're unhappy, but you can still see that they haven't noticed anything untoward has happened yet.
Okay.
They just think their driver's having an off day.
So they don't look like they're going to act upon it?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, I'm just going to cast message to Mick and kind of just give him an FYI on the situation. Just be like, Reaper's unhappy, but not suspicious.
Okay,
careful.
Cool. Okay, cool. That happens, no problem at all. Mick?
Can I see Tinkerer at all? Because I am up above, so...
You'd have to crane a little bit, but you can.
I can.
You can see Deimos, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, once again, so we're on lap 8 at this moment, right?
Yes. Heading to lap 9, yes.
Heading into lap 9. Once again, I have my two drinks that I'm just kind of holding on to. Just casually hanging out. But I am going to move slowly closer to Cruncher. But once again, I'm not going to do anything else with my turn.
Okay, cool. Okay, so... Okay, because you're on the inside line, the Unicorn can't retake the lead at the current spot. So you have the inside line, it's a perfect thing. It's like Alex knows about racing or something like that, isn't it? It's amazing.
I've never fun.
But yeah, so Alili... you hang on to lap 9 and you guys are in the lead ahead of the guy with the unicorn. You can see the unicorn because you are now level with the unicorn. You are. What do?
Elitely.
I think more just try and poke Rain like fast. Go fast now.
I'm not gonna make you roll for that. That's
can brilliant. We whip Rain so he whips the horse?
Yeah. Chain reaction.
If you wish to whip Rain, I will let you do so.
Lily and Rain are bros. She would never whip him. Maybe.
I would.
She has plenty of reason to.
Yes, she does.
Absolutely. Okay, but not so. Okay, it's fine. If you're not, that's fine.
What am I doing?
Okay, up to you entirely.
No, just poke Rain speaking caveman tone.
Okay, cool. Okay, Rain, your response?
I mean, we have the inside line, so I'm not going to do anything yet. Because naturally, okay. We are going to be better on the corners.
Okay, cool. Okay, up in the stands, Tinker, you can tell that The guards aren't getting angsty, but they are sort of like thinking, we've lost a lot of money here if you don't win. You're getting that impression.
Okay. Concern. I mean, if they're just kind of annoyed rather than
annoyed. Not angry, just annoyed at the moment. Betting is still betting is. So
yeah. What? All I'm going to do is I'm going to direct Deimos just to be kind of near where the betting collectors would be, where the bookies are.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Such that if he has to, I can make him cause a ruckus. Because they're probably more worried about their money than about what's going on.
I will let you do that. Obviously, Deimos is fully obedient to you at the moment because obviously you feed him on a regular basis.
Yeah. I give him chicken before he leaves.
Okay, absolutely brilliant. Mick, upstairs, what do?
All right, at this point, I will now approach and go back to Cruncher, and I will hand him my drink that I had in my left hand, and I will say, well, sir, this is about to determine our bets. This is to us. We will not drink until after. Whatever is decided is the way it goes, and these are our drinks to our either victory or defeat. But I have learned that drinking in victory or defeat always makes either sweeter. So we will wait until the race is concluded.
Charisma persuasion check, please.
That is a 15 plus 7. So that's a 22.
Well, I've got a critical one. I need new dice, I swear.
Put them in jail.
Yeah, he nods. He's like, okay, we can do that. We can do that. Okay. So he puts his drink down, on the table. Besides, there is a very ornate, not quite a golden frame, but like a very ornate chair. It's all like made of mahogany, and it's got some red plush leather across it in places. Doesn't particularly comfortable, but it's sort of thing you'd see like someone of note sitting. He puts it beside that, and then he walks to the wind to the edge of the box to look down at the final lap. The unicorn is still not managing to get in front of you. In fact, if anything, you're pulling slightly further ahead. Alili, you still good?
This point, there's nothing Alili can do, so...
Okay, so it looks like you're doing quite well then. Rain?
Well, get a bit more speed going.
Right.
Just to make sure.
Okay. I need you to
Not
roll...
too much faster, but just a tiny bit.
Roll me a wisdom and animal handling check, please, Alex.
Animal handling...
The ranger should be good at this.
But thank God he's a ranger.
He's not a very wisdom-based ranger.
So the point of rangers!
That is an 18.
Okay, the horse is not disrespectful towards you. You can, you may attempt to whip the horse.
Okay. I mean, I was going to say, to be fair, he's my fucking horse. I could summon him.
Yes, but he has also noted you try to make friends with a unicorn, and also you've been whipping him for the last 9 laps.
I've whipped him for free. This will be my third time whipping him, actually.
And he cured him one time.
You did, but he's still a little bit ticked off, because you are leading by a substantial margin. You're still whipping him.
16. It's like Stockholm syndrome for the horse.
Salty horse.
That is a critical one.
Okay, so he accepts the whip, but he's not best pleased, as he moves forward. Right, so Caitlin, Tinker's up in the stand, of course. They can see that their man is not going to win. They seem rather dejected and sort of like... He's won 18 in a row. Oh well, all good things come to an end, and they turn, and they return, and they sit down. They're not happy, but they're accepting in defeat at least.
Okay, I whistle Deimos back to me.
He returns without anyone calling an issue.
He comes back with a bit of attitude.
He saunters back. He threw it back with a betting slip in his mouth someone dropped.
Did you win, Deimos?
Roll me a d6.
3.
That's how many gold pieces, if you cash in, you'll get.
Oh, nice. Good boy. Have some more chicken.
Okay, up in the box, Mick.
With this point, I will kind of just join Cruncher once again with my drink in hand and kind of, you know, motioning to grab the drink that I had given him, saying, well, sir, it looks like I am about to win the bet, and I expect that you would fulfill your end of the bargain.
So, you want... We drink our drinks, and then you... You can have my rider, yes.
Yes, and we'll just watch the end of the race. Once we do, we will cheers as my racer crosses the finish line. And at that point, our deal is concluded, and Fulgor will be mine.
Okay. He accepts that, and he beckons you to watch alongside him as the race finishes. As across the line comes Rain and Alili first, and followed quite quickly behind, not far behind, but enough behind that they're a clear second for Unicorn and Fulgor. There is a stunned silence before a rapturous applause erupts from the crowd, seeing a new person win. There's a little break in the crowd, a few people come out, start to mob you, so you obviously slow the horse down, mainly because you actually can't get through the crowd. What do?
I cheer along with them, but do push myself through the crowd. Like, I'm not rudely, but like, as I'm cheering, push my way through slightly to go back inside the building.
Okay, cool. Lily, are you following behind? There's enough distraction at the moment going on that you can slip out if you want to, but you'll need to do a quick stealth check.
I'll roll for that then.
Yep, be a 5.
It's a dirty 20.
She is the crowd.
You slip freaking out. Jason Bourne right out of that secret passage.
You become one with the crowd, quite literally, and you have to like dance in and out like Altair in a game like Assassin's Creed back in the day.
Just because I haven't had a chance to use it yet, I'm gonna follow in midair because I can fly and I haven't had a chance to use it yet.
Yes. Using your wings, which you have learned during the 5-day walk, but you can now fly for short periods. You do hover your way behind Rain. Yes.
This is a great way to avoid Rain.
Okay, so Tinker up in the crowd. Are you heading down to join them?
I'm just kind of staying roughly where like the staircase would go for where Mick would come out.
Okay.
Partly to see if he comes out that way, also partly if he has to yeet himself out of it. I am in a position that I could cast Featherfall to help him.
Okay, cool. Okay, so you're saying there, Mick, you are about to drink with Cruncher.
I am about to drink with Cruncher. And as we cheers, I say, sir, was great competition. I accept my winnings. And to you, I offer that losing always has its lessons. And I will cheers with him, and I will drink my drink. And is Mr. Cruncher going to drink his drink?
He will drink his drink. I just want to ask, what does that poison do?
He has to make a constitution saving throw and beat a 15, or else he will be blinded for the next hour.
I mean, I can do that. Fuck.
That's a 1.
Oh, yeah.
throw those dice in the bin.
Those dice are clearly cursed.
I like our old plastic dice.
He is not as pleased as he loses all sight and drops to one knee and shouts in and grasps at his throat. What have you done to me?
And as he starts to yell and such, I will once again slip back out into the crowd and make my way down to like to Tinker, and then motion and head our way down to the bottom to get out of there and leave the chaos that is now going to be the very high-end people, which will summon all of the guards, because everyone knows the rich folk get all the guards summoned to them if there is even the slightest bit of a disturbance. And he is the head of the Reapers, so he is now blinded and freaking out.
Do you need a different disguise, Mick?
Oh, I will now drop that my eye color and wipe off my face. So I look like a completely different tiefling at this point. I now do not even look like the man who was in the banker's upper box.
Okay, are you now joining up with Tinker? And are you both heading down to join Lily and Rain in the winner's circle, let's face it?
Actually, I would like to head towards the, area where the losing people are heading, as I now own Fulgor, and I would like to speak with him.
I'm going to kind of look at Mick as if, do you want backup?
And I'll give a thumbs up on that one.
I send Deimos to Alili and Rain.
Okay, that happens, no problem at all.
Yeah, have a puppy.
Okay, so Rain and Alili, you they obviously let Rain through wearing his helmet still to the winner's podium, as it were. Just one podium, of course. But they will let you in as well if you want to, Alili. If you want to say you are the co-pilot. Some chariots had two people on, so.
Okay, I'll follow Rain then.
Okay, so they both let you into the winner's enclosure, where there are a few people asking for you to sign slates and etc. If you wish to sign.
There's champagne bottles you can spray on people.
There's no champagne bottles, but there's no champagne bottles. But
there's no champagne bottles in a horse.
There's no champagne bottle, but there is several bottles of mead that you can shake around if you want to.
Yes. All right, I need to try and distract the crowd, to be fair, because they got work to do, so I need to distract you.
Okay. So, you, by all means, you can make distraction. That's a charisma performance check.
Don't give a speech.
19. I'm not going to give a speech. I'm just going to like cheer in, shake a bottle, and pop it.
Okay, you do a pretty good job of distracting them all. No problem at all about that. What's happening over in the where the elf and the unicorn are at the moment?
Before I get up to them completely, I will cover my left hidden blade in my purple worm poison real quickly.
Okay.
Where are they? Like, are they in, like, a little stable bit, or...?
No, they're still by the finish line, pretty much. Which is
but
maybe...
there is a mob of people about, right?
There's a couple of rangers nearby, yes, that's about it.
But it's a loud, conscripted area where there's, a bunch of stuff going on, because we're in the winter, near the winter circle, correct?
That'll be correct.
I'm approaching Unicorn Boy, and without seeing him, or without him seeing me, I would like to just use my hidden blade and quickly stab him in the thigh area, which is a major capillary for everything, with my left hidden blade, which is covered in my purple worm poison.
Okay, you are looking to make a stealth attack, then?
Yep, and I will do this at advantage because I am an assassin.
You do get advantage, yes.
Yes, and no matter what, because my opponent will be surprised, if I do hit, it will be a critical strike, because that is also a part of my new class that I got
How
as assassin.
How fast acting is this poison?
Oh, immediate, if it stabs into them. So, but hold on, we'll roll to hit first. And that is a 17.
You do hit.
Okay, so that will be... my D4 first, just for the normal dagger hidden blade that I have.
Yeah.
That's a 3. But then at that point, I will roll 12 D6s for the poison
plus another 2d6s for my sneak attack. So that is 14d6s altogether.
Okay, right. Roll them and I'll add them.
And it's also a critical strike, because this would be a surprised attack on this person, because they have no idea that I'm going to do anything to them.
Okay.
What does the critical mean in the maths?
It doubles it.
Doubles the 12 or doubles the 14?
It doubles every strike that I do on this thing, because the critical strike does work on my sneak attack as well.
Okay.
Because I am a full-on rogue assassin.
Yeah. Roll them, I'll mental math, this is the only thing I can do.
Alright. Wow, that's a lot of dice. Alright, so that is a 2, a 2, a 3, a 3, a 3, a 3, a 2, a 2, a 1, a 6, a 6, a 5, a 5, and a 4.
Okay, so that's 47 times 2 is 94.
Okay. Well, obviously he dies.
Well, obviously.
Okay, so, since you've done it, describe what this looks like to... There is a few people milling around still, and bear in mind, you got Tinker with you as well, so what did it look like?
So as basically what it looks like to any casual observer, I just kind of walk by and it looks like I'm just kind of patting him on the thigh as I'm going by, as if like to say, oh, good race, buddy. You know, you were so close. But as I do hit him that first time on the thigh, my hidden blade extends and pierces right into the top of his thigh, injecting the poison into his, you know, femoral artery that is right there, immediately coursing it to his elven heart. And he immediately just, he kind of shakes there for a moment and just slumps forward on his unicorn, or in his chariot, as he's, you know, going along. And it just, you guys sits there. And everyone just kind of goes on with their life, because they're not, you know, paying attention to a loser anyways. No one cares about second place.
Okay.
And with that, I just kind of turn back around and try and head to, and find the nearest exit. With also making, you know, eye contact with Tinker, like, all right, we gotta go.
I mean, I saw him slump, I'm like, yeah. Bye.
And I would love Tinker, I'd be like, quick cast message, tell him to get out of here, we gotta go.
Yeah, I cast message to Alili.
Okay, what's the message?
Mick's done what he needs to, we're leaving, I recommend you do too.
In that case, Alili kind of grabs Rain by the sleeve. And so we're like, right, yeah, well, this has been great, but we need to go now, so... It's like, oh, filling there.
No more questions.
No more questions.
Say again, Rain.
How long was it between me cheering on the people and distracting them and him doing that? Like, how long has it been since I started distracting
them? Same time.
So it's died down a bit now, so I can sort of walk out without it looking too suspicious.
You start to actually roll me first. Roll me a charisma performance check.
16 plus 18.
You get a few people from the crowd asking you, please remove your helmet. Let us see who managed to beat the guy who has not lost for 18 races.
I say to them, it's best left a secret, isn't it? And I just give them a wave and carry on walking.
They start chanting, take it off, take it off, take it
oh,
off.
Oh, they're stripping.
I just wave and carry on walking.
They don't stop you, but they seem a little bit disappointed. They want to see what their new hero look like. You're going to be ending up to head out of the stadium. You're going to have to pass the unicorn.
I mean, the unicorn didn't notice. Would it notice?
Wouldn't there be more than one exit? Since the unicorn was by us.
if you're heading the same exit everyone else is, then yeah.
Would there be a more like less used exit? Does it seem a bit weird if we all left at the same time?
If you do, you get to go past some Reapers who are guarding those.
Okay, yeah, I'll go out the entrance that they went out of.
Okay, cool. If that's the case, I need you to do me a stealth check, please, both of you.
I am proficient in stealth. 12 plus 6.
16 all in. Oh no, wait. I mean... Do I have my proficiency bonus if I'm proficient in that? Because apparently I keep forgetting the rules to this game.
Proficiency plus your dexterity for stealth.
Yeah, okay, then that's 18.
Okay, beautiful. You go past without the unicorn noticing you leaving. I can Tinker and Rain again do your wisdom arcana checks, please. Yep. This time you're looking to beat a 5.
13.
7.
Okay, they are both masks in your backpacks now. Are starting to heat up again, but they are not cooling down. They're now keeping a steady temperature.
Or like hot, or just mildly warm?
We'd say like a good hot water bottle.
Oh, not that bad then.
But you can feel it.
I gesture for Mick to kind of duck behind somewhere quiet.
I'll follow Tinker.
So I'm assuming we can see him at this point after leaving.
I'm trying to avoid you lot.
Oh, right, okay, that's a good point.
I dug behind an enclosure with Tinker.
Okay. By the way, Deimos is with Alili and Rain still, by the way. So. Okay, so what happening?
Look. You know, like, the whole thing that's been going on with those two and the Count?
Yes.
And you remember that guy from the clearing?
Correct.
Well, I still have his mask. And every time you guys say his name and things, it heats up. And right now, it's quite warm.
So, Count Drago is a real dick.
Yeah.
I know of him. And if you have the mask and it's heating up, that means that something bad will happen. I think
we need to ditch it. They have a mask as well.
That's what he's
been trying to sell this whole time.
Shit, that's correct. He sold it and tried to sell that in the thieves market. He told me he had something. If it's that mask, we have a problem because masks are bad.
The kobolds work for him, right? Or worked for him?
Yeah.
Because the day I met them, we were walking towards the owlbear fighting, and Rain had the mask on his belt, and we got attacked by kobolds straight off. I had no idea why until now, but it makes sense now.
Yeah, it all makes sense that they pissed off Count Drago, and they think they killed something, but they have no idea what they've actually done.
Do I ditch the half-melted one I got from the dead guy? Or do we keep it as some sort of leverage?
Can I make a check? Can I see the mask? And can I make a check to see if I
could show it to him in like a towel.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it. I want to just look at it.
Wisdom Arcana check.
That is a
12. You recognize it as the mask that the bard, which you eviscerated in the clearing, was wearing. And you do recognize it as being similar to the gold one, which was worn by Count Dragon, which is one which Rain has in his possession.
Which I have seen before.
Yes.
So I'm worried about ditching it. I think you should hold on to it for the moment. I think we need to get our hands on their mask as well. because there's something afoot here, and I don't know exactly what to do. I'm not a master of these arcane arts, but there's something wrong.
Don't mention this one to the others. Part, not that I don't trust them, it's I don't know whether these masks can communicate, and by the fact that this one's like half melted and broken, I'm more wary of the other one picking up on what we're saying.
Oh, I 100% don't trust them at this point, because they flat out lied to us. So
I understand why. I'm not happy, but I will deal with that when we're not in imminent danger.
Yeah, we also need to get the hell out of town right now.
That too, yeah. We kind of emerge and lurk somewhere. They can see us. The mask is at the bottom of my bag, buried under stuff again.
Okay, cool. Okay, so Alili, Deimos, and Rain, where you're, bearing in mind your mask is still glowing in your backpack and you can feel it. Rain, what are you and Alili doing?
So they've just stepped out of hiding, last
year. Yeah, but you don't know what's going on there at all.
Alright, so we just walk over to them then.
If you wish to do so, you can.
Why? Well, I said we like I'm taking charge. I see me doing the same.
What's up?
Well, that's not.
I mean, we won.
Oh.
Well done. Well done, Alili.
I knew you guys would be perfect for the chariot race. I knew I picked the right people.
Is it done?
But now it's time to exit stage left. We need to get out of here. Head out west. Because that's where it is time to get paid. So I think we should head on out of town and get moving.
Oh, let's go. I'm going to ditch the mask around the corner.
As
the,
you...
helmet.
You didn't hear that whole conversation, though? Or are you just ditching it because it's warm?
No, the helmet I was wearing.
Oh, okay. Racing.
Okay, you ditched the helmet outside. I'm going to let you do that, it's fine. As you... get out into a bit more of a crowded area so you can disappear into the crowd, as it were. Mick, could you please roll me a perception check?
Yes, I can. Wisdom perception. That is an 11 plus 3, so that's a 14.
You feel a little tug on your sleeve, and you feel the presence of the man who you sorted out the contract with in the tavern. And he matches time with you and just quietly talks to you. Like, very efficient.
The hell are you doing here?
Very efficient. Well done.
Yeah, man. We shouldn't be in the same spot right now. Why are you here?
I've come to invite you to a banquet as a reward. On top, and also to thank you all for basically getting rid of such a stupid elf.
I have no time for your banquets. I came here to get paid. I don't know who you are, but I was here to collect the contract, and that's it.
Okay, fine. I'm not. If you don't want the banquet, you don't have to have the banquet. I wanted to congratulate you all, but that's fine. On your way.
Can I make an insight check on this person real quick? See if he is trying to actually invite us to a banquet or trying to invite us towards our death?
Sure.
Well, that is... Oh, that's a 19.
Right. He's not lying.
I annoyedly look at him and go... Can I collect my payment first?
Of course.
Fine. Where's it at?
It's in the well on the west side of town.
No, the damn banquet, you idiot.
Oh. Fine. Sorry.
Okay. That was in character. I want you to know I wasn't actually calling you an idiot, Matt. I apologize.
No problem. But what a banquet. The banquet is there's a tavern on the east side of town, which is called the White Swan. The Reapers don't go there, so you won't have to worry about that. They're holding a nicer banquet because A lot of people were betting on him finishing second, you see. So they're very happy. So that's why they want to congratulate you all for your job well done as well. So the banquet will be there, as much meat, as much drink as you want.
I'll talk to my compatriots, see what they say. Until then, I don't want to see you again.
I hope to see you there. He disappeared into the crowd.
Alright, yeah, I continue on to head to the west exit of town.
Okay. There is a well there, as was stated.
Well, well, well.
You knew that was coming after you said a well.
I guess I'm just that one, definitely. Okay. Very good.
I will pull up said bucket that I assume would be down in said well, which should hold my payment.
You may indeed pull. I'm not going to make you roll for that. By all means, you pull the handle and round it comes. And up at the end is not a bucket, but a small chest.
I open said chest and I pull out 600 gold coins immediately and I distribute them to all three of my teammates.
Okay, cool. I'll leave you messing that sort of things. Right, okay, so.
I will then put the chest into my backpack, the rest of it.
No problem. Okay, so you have your payment.
And at this point, I will say, so the man whose contract we just fulfilled offered us a banquet. We'd have to travel all the way back across this town if we would like to go. But at this point, I don't think anyone suspects us at all. But as I said, you fulfilled your duty to me. You've been paid. I will go with you if you'd like to go to this banquet, but it's up to you, folks.
I don't think going back in there is a good idea, to be honest.
How much of a choice was he giving?
Oh, he said that we could show up or not. He was very kind about it, to be honest. He seemed he just wanted to throw us a banquet. I honestly think it's just a banquet, but I don't know.
Alili, Rain, since you did the brunt of the work, I'm gonna leave this to you. If you feel you'd like to enjoy the banquet as fruit of your labor, we'll come with you.
I think it's a trap, personally.
I mean, yeah, but...
I think walking back in there is the worst thing we could do.
My judgment's never really been shown to be the best of these things, has it?
I'd still rather hear your thoughts than not, if that makes sense. Words speak well.
It feels rude to turn them down, but I think perhaps it's not the best course of action.
Fair enough.
For all we know, we could be missing a perfectly lovely party.
Or we could all get shanked, either or.
I'd prefer that not to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm taking it you guys are gonna head across town to the banquet.
I think we're not.
I think we're not.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I think
seems to be a trap.
Our two chariot racing compatriots say they don't want to go, so we're not going to go.
If you don't want to go,
then... Our senses kicking, shouting it's a trap.
Okay, cool. I need to ask you, how long has it been since you administered that poison?
To
Cruncher.
Well, I don't know how big is the town, because we would have... past all that we had to get to the outside to go to this well, which is outside of town.
I say this is the city in the north. It's probably a good 2 miles across.
So, well then, if it's 2 miles across, it would have taken us, you know, a good while to pass those 2 miles to get to the outside of town. So at this time, I would assume it was only a 1 hour poison that he would have healed from his blindness.
Okay. Can you all make me a wisdom perception check?
19.
That is a 12.
6.
Okay. You can... There's a flash of lightning in the sky, which is unusual because it's not raining. It's fairly blue up there, actually, to be fair. Not many clouds at all, but it's a flash of lightning. And then another, and then one at ground level in front of you. And before you stands the black unicorn from earlier.
Can I curse to speak with animals?
You may.
How does this work? Give the ability to comprehend languages. He's clearly not a beast of minimum intelligence, is he?
He's 10 to 11, sorry.
Alright, then that's probably not going to work, because it says with minimum intelligence.
No, it'll only work if the creature has some form of intelligence.
Oh, right, okay, so...
Which is why you can't do it with owlbirds, because they're thick.
I think I can just cast it.
You can just cast it, I think, yes.
Okay, well, I cast that.
Okay. What do you want to say to it? And bear in mind, you're going to sound like you're neighing at this point.
I was just saying, nay, bitch. Right. Who are you then? Because you're clearly not just a unicorn.
Well, well, well. We meet again. How nice to have seen you. It's a shame that you had to cheat to beat me.
Just saying, he's a fucking unicorn in a horse race.
Well, I mean, you sort of cheated yourself here, really, considering you're a fucking unicorn in a horse race. I finger gun tinker, forgive me the idea.
The unicorn almost smiles and says, well, thank you for bringing back what is rightfully mine. At which point I need to ask Rain and Tinker to roll me your Arcana checks, and you're looking to beat... Let's just see what you roll.
21.
Rain doesn't notice. Tinker sure does. Your masks both go flying at your backpacks and hover in the air in front of Unicorn.
The fuck?
Wait, surely I'm going to notice... Wait, do I notice that? Because I mean,
you don't notice it flying at your back, but you notice it when it's in front of a Unicorn, yes.
Okay, then. Can I punch a Unicorn in the face? Like, from its snout?
You may do so, yes, if you want to.
I was going to say, that might give us a bit of leeway, then, to, like, step back.
I feel like any form of bargaining is now dead because you just fucking punched a unicorn in the face.
Okay, I can't title the episode that, but you just punched the fucking unicorn in the face. That is fantastic. That's a line I didn't think I'd be hearing tonight.
Okay, so, Tavern Brawler, so that's one... Improves weapons, unarmed damage, plus 1d4. No, unarmed. So I'm guessing it's just a 1d4.
1d4, yes.
Unless you have unarmed strike, but you're not a monk, so I doubt it.
No.
Okay, so it's going to be armor class of 10, because you're punching it on the face.
I can also apparently attempt to grapple it. I don't know how that works, so.
You have to hit first.
That's a 10.
Is that all in?
Yeah, 10 all in.
In that case, you miss the horse face. The unicorn.
I just look at him like, are you fucking kidding me?
The unicorn smiles and then says, seriously, I thought you were stupid when you were riding me back at the Owlbear Championship. You really are stupid, aren't you, Elf? He then starts talking in the common tongue.
Oh, so I no longer have to say nay, bitch, then.
Yeah, exactly. So now you're not naying anymore.
And don't unicorns speak like Elvish anyway?
They speak every language.
Are you fucking kidding me?
In fairness, he's the one that started the talking, not him.
We've met a unicorn before. You should know this.
But, he looks at Mick. Thank you so much for killing the Reapers number two. Thank you so much. It brings me quite a bit of pleasure, actually. Because after all, you did kill someone that this one knows quite well. That was an elf, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, did you ever meet your father?
No.
Well, too late now, I suppose. Oh, dear.
Wow, you're a bit of a dick, aren't you?
Says the gnome who's been hiding the mask from their compatriots.
We've all been hiding a lot of things from each other. Also, you've apparently been hiding as a unicorn.
And then there's you. The one that took my head off. Would you like to try it again? I would advise against it.
Alili shrinks back lately.
At this point, the unicorn shapeshifts, and before you, after a spiraling of black cloud, standing before you is Count Dragon himself. I was very, very disappointed that two of my three lives were taken up. One beheading, and one by that blasted bard. For now, I only need this one life to finish the job and reclaim my throne in this kingdom.
Well, I mean, you failed two times, so you're gonna fail again.
Maybe don't really piss off the shape-shifting evil mage man that you've murdered before.
We killed him once, we can do it again.
At this point, I'd like to say, Tinker, can you do me a constitution check, please?
Okay. Just a standard check or a saving?
Yeah, standard check, yeah.
Fourteen.
Okay, cool. And then a quick wisdom insight, please. Sorry.
Where's my insight? There it is. Nat 20.
Okay, lovely. Can sense something about to come from the, let's face it, he is a wizard, let's face it, an evil wizard at that, in front of you. The two masks that were hovering meld into one and then slam onto his face, pretty much. And he is as he was when Alili and Rain first went to battle him. Like, do your worst. And he's about to
fire. I dive forward and use burning hands on the masks.
Okay, you can do that. That is going to shake combat. So go ahead, use burning hands.
He's going to try and fucking up murder us. So. Plus 5.
Okay, you beat his AC. Okay, roll damage.
I'm doing this as a second level spell.
Nice, okay.
So that's 4d6.
Lovely. Damage. Lovely.
And anything flammable on him will set on fire.
He's got a robe on his back.
But... Yeah, he's going to be naked.
Okay.
18.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so you guys are now going to roll for initiative.
Tried to kill me once.
20 plus
20 10. Again. Yes! My dice are blessed.
14.
Right. Right, so Alili and Rain, you both throw nat 20, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your initiative bonus?
4.
Two.
Okay, so. What did you get, Tinker?
19.
Okay, cool. And what did you get, Mick?
14.
Lovely. Okay. Okay, so, Rain, what are you going to do first?
I am going
to... He's on fire.
Okay, I'm going to step back. Because I have 35 feet speed. Then I'm going to sharpshooter him in the face.
Okay.
Because I obviously missed him, so I'm probably around like his side, aren't I? Anyway, I'm moving 35 feet back. So I'm going to try and catch the mask from the side of his face.
Okay. Okay, you're going to try a new sharpshooter. Okay. Go for it, dude.
Okay, so minus...
Minus 5, but I believe we also get a plus 5 as well, so it cancels it out automatically, so.
What armor class am I trying to beat?
You're looking to beat, if you aim for the mask itself, you're looking, because it's quite a narrow thing, it's 15.
Well, I did roll a natural 20.
Then that's a critical hit.
Okay, so that means double damage, doesn't it?
It does.
So 1d8 plus 2 double.
Actually, yeah.
And
let's not forget, of course, with sharpshooter, you also plus 10 to damage as well.
What? So the 10's doubled as well?
No.
Alright, so all together that is 30 points of damage.
Yes. Yeah.
That's looking brutal.
That's brutal, and it's the first time you've ever hit sharpshooter. Right, okay.
No, I hit it in the session.
Not intentionally, you took up person in the crowd, that's it. Lily, what do? Bear in mind, you've got a lot of very scary shit now.
I do have a lot of very scary shit. How far away from him am I?
I would say you are a moment about 15 feet.
I'm going to save the scary shit for a minute and use Thunderous Smite. Yeah, my lightsaber.
Thunderous Smite, excellent. Yep. Okay, something Alex is going to hate you using. Okay, so you are rolling against an armor class of 12.
That is a 14.
Okay, there's a hit. Okay, so roll your damage and don't forget to add your Thunderous Smite to it.
Trying to figure it. Alright. No, so it's not. So sorry, one second, let me figure this out. For the halberd, it's 1d10, but for Thunderous Smite, it's 2d6. So.
On top.
Of the halberd.
Yeah, so the d10, then add 2d6.
Alright. Do I use my proficiency bonus? Because apparently I keep forgetting how to play this game.
Proficiency is for the attack roll, not the damage.
Yeah, that's fine then. Yeah.
Yeah, that puts it at...
Nineteen all in. You guys are scary now. Tinker.
Yo.
You're up.
What am I going to do? He's already on fire, so...
He's on fire, and he's just been smited with thunderous rage from a paladin who he's pissed off.
He's a magic user, isn't he?
He is a magic user.
I'm going to try this again. I'm going to try and blind him. If he can't see us, he can't hit us.
Okay. He needs to make a constitution saving throw. He can make one at the end of his turn in combat to try and dispel it if he fails this.
Okay, we've got to beat.
13.
It is a 17. Unfortunately. So,
I'm gonna take like 30 feet back.
No problem at all. Okay, Mick.
Well, I once again have advantage because I am going before said character. So I will just go in and I'm gonna try and attack with my left-handed scimitar.
Cool.
So what's my armor class to beat?
12.
Okay. Well, that's a 17. Well, it's actually a 19, but 17 is good enough.
Okay.
So if you remember, I also had my left-handed scimitar covered in the poison of the wyvern. So at this moment, you need to make a constitution saving throw. And you need to beat a 15.
It's an 8.
Well, that's not going to help you. So at this point, I will be rolling. So I get... Give me 1 second. I get 7 D6s for the poison of the wyvern. I will get 2 more D6s for my sneak attack, because I have advantage. And then 1 more D6 for just attacking you.
I will say it's only half damage because he has resistance to poison.
Oh, that's fine. So then the poison... Okay, so I will roll those ones separately. So you get half damage on 7 D6s.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Sorry, gotta make sure I have 7 D6s in my hand.
It is more fun than you said you can roll them at once. It's so much more fun.
14, 16, 22. So you take 11 damage from that. And then 3 more D6s for just the normal attack and my seek attack because I had advantage. And that is 5. That's another 10 points of damage.
So 21 in total.
Nice.
This is why
DMs hate
rogues.
Yeah. He's not so,
And with my bonus action, I would like to hide.
Cowardice.
He's not looking so hot right now. But he, he is still sort of alive still, which is probably good for him, not so good for you. He does, look at the people around him, all of whom at some point he has been pissed off by, and he looks at the people. How close are you to each other?
I mean, I'm 30 feet back.
Yeah, but to each other.
Was at his side, so 30 feet back from the side of him.
Okay.
So I'm probably away from
anything
else
that's around, so I don't think I would be close to anyone in sight.
Okay.
He's well and truly hiding.
I'm probably the opposite side of Rain. I'm like the opposite direction of Rain. 30 feet.
Cool. Ailey, whereabouts are you, do you reckon?
Probably in the middle.
With the skip rope.
Right. I'm going to do this fairly.
Fear. Gay panic.
Okay. Can you tell me... Okay, just get on. At which point he smiles and he looks at you, Alili. You took my head. Now feel my wrath. And he launches a cube of thunder at you. Yes.
I read the book that because Alili is a lightning dragon, she has resistance.
You see, you'll take half damage, yes.
Okay.
He casts Thunderwave at you, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you must make a constitution saving throw.
I'm going to be honest, how do I do this one?
Roll your d20, add your constitution modifier.
That is a 9 and plus 0.
Okay, so you are going to take 2d8 halved thunder damage, unfortunately. Okay, so that is a 1. And a 4. So 5, you take, I've rounded that down to 2 points of damage.
And as a reaction to being hit by him, I'd like to cast Hellish Rebuke.
Oh, fuck. I forgot you had Hellish Rebuke.
Scary now.
Okay. I do know Hellish Rebuke quite well, but let me just remind everybody else who may not be aware of how Hellish Rebuke is. Come on. Just for need my. It is scary as all hell. Should I load up? Thank you. Okay, so you point your finger and the creature that damaged you is surrounded by hellish flames. The creature must make a dexterity saving throw or it takes 2d10 fire damage on a failed save. Right, so if
depending on what spell blooding or spell level cash he's doing that.
First level.
Second level,
it'd be 3d10.
Yeah, paladins don't unlock second level spells for a very long time.
Yeah, they don't.
Unfortunately. Right, so what is your spell casting modifier? Believe it's
spell save DC on your spell sheet. It's like top right. It'll say DC. For example, mine's 14 or 13.
Well, that's what that is. Yeah, I never filled that in.
It'd be normally
8 plus your proficiency plus your, what are you, a paladin? That's wisdom, right?
Testing. So, 8 plus 10. 2. Do you not have any wisdom?
Not a very intelligent paladin.
Okay, so you're 10. Okay, so I've got to beat 10 or 10. Take. Okay. That's 6. Okay, so 2d10 fire damage. You're going to envelop the counted.
Use 11 all in.
How did he die?
He melts.
Okay, like, so you literally melt him like a candle. Oh my god.
At least he's gone. It's not happy.
So you are literally melting the count, literally, yeah. Down. He screams in agony. As he screams, Tinker, can you roll me a perception check?
Sure.
Okay. You all notice the scream from Count Dragon as he departs this world, forming a gooey puddle, basically, next to the well. But Tinker, you can pick out on the breeze, there is 3 distinct female screams. And then they're gone. You're now out of combat.
Well, damn.
Right, okay, where the fuck is Mick hiding?
I came out already and just said,
he was behind Deimos.
Alright, I fire an arrow past Mick's face, like, right next to it.
Why?
I didn't kill my fucking brother!
Hey, I paid you for the job. Don't be a dick about it, because if that would have hit me, you would have been in for some shit.
Fucking fight, man.
You'll lose, so let's do that.
Yeah, please, let's not let me roll finish on this one, please, Alex, because I really need you all alive for season 2, if things stand.
Don't attack the assassin.
Okay, so Count Dragon is completely destroyed at this point. I will say out of character, that is the end of him. Okay, so you have, he is melted into nothing. The masks are now melted beyond recognition of what they were before, just like a big gold slab.
I say to Rain, I'm sorry, I kind of melted all the money you were going to make.
I don't think it really matters at this point.
I pick up the slab.
Okay, what are you doing with the slab?
I'm more curious than anything. Is there any, like, traces of magic left in it and things?
Do an arcana check, by all means.
Sixteen, all in.
You can tell there is some magic departing it, but it is not magic that you've encountered recently. So you can tell the presence of dragon's magic in there, but there's another magic which is more elven.
Elven?
That's all you can tell.
Why does Dragon have three lives, out of curiosity? I'm looking at Alili and Rain.
Don't know, we assumed he was dead.
I mean, once you remove someone's head, that's generally the end
of
them.
Yeah, normally. So he possessed... You guys beheaded him, then he possessed that bard, and we kind of fucking murdered it.
What I know
and then he was a unicorn?
That's the question. Would I know this?
You would know there's something about him you didn't know before, but that's all. There's something about him, but you never quite knew what.
Fair. I say nothing.
I heard when he melted, there were people screaming that weren't just him.
You reckon it's possibly someone else's life he's taken?
Well, there were three of them. Three females. And he said he had three lives. And he seems to be able to possess through these masks and things.
Is it possible they were souls taken from others?
Maybe. Do you know of any kind of elven magic that can do that kind of thing?
I mean, not really. I've never really delved into the magic. So I wouldn't know.
I pocket the slab, so I'm probably gonna do science on it later.
Okay.
I vote we go as far away from here as possible.
Definitely.
I agree okay. with that.
Okay, so which way are you headed from here? The West Gate is right in front
south.
Of you.
Let's go south.
We're just going we're away up. From the city. We're like, nah, mate, bye.
Okay. As you head south, with Chariot Race 1, Count Dragon abolished, and what used to be two masks molded into one slab in Tinker's backpack. And some truth now fully out with the group. No secrets being not shared, as it were. Well, for the most part, anyway. As it pulls out a little bit, Dragon's spirit tries to get to the tries to get to the spirit world, but just as it goes through, it basically evaporates into nothing with three cackling voices. And we leave
Cerberus.
And we leave it there. Season 1 complete, people. Not too shabby. And I've left it with enough of a cliffhanger to tempt you back for next season.
I mean, we've all got Stockholm Syndrome at this point.
Well, you guys today very well, to be pretty honest. I was half expecting a lot more battles than that, so you guys did very, very well.
Maybe you shouldn't have given me every poison under the sun when I got all the poisons at Nook's Tavern.
Hang on, I'm being heckled. What? No one died, no. They all survived, yes. They didn't fall into my trap, no. Right.
We didn't go to the banquet and just get murdered.
Just so you know, the banquet was a real banquet. There was no trap there at all.
Huh.
The real trap was diabetes.
I'd make him go to the banquet.
Right, so, this is the end of the Edenoid campaign for Season 1. Season 2 will be playing at some point in the future soon. I'd like to thank Chad, Kerry, Caitlin and Alex for being amazing players, as always. Go around the table now and tell everyone a bit about where people can hear you, see you, etc, etc. And we'll start with Chad.
Well, of course, you can listen to me every Wednesday on my solo podcast, The Chatterbox, and you can listen to me every Thursday on View from the Top Rope. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, that's @Chad_mine or @ViewFromTopRope. I love talking about anything from comic books to Dungeons and Dragons, to pro wrestling, to everything in between. Like, literally, I have a multitude of interests, so just hit me up.
He be a nerd, people. Right, okay, and speak of nerds, Caitlin.
Day.
I've called you worse.
That's true. If you want to just talk to me normally, I'm @CaitlinRC on Twitter. If you're more interested in my work, I write articles about video games and mental health on the site themindgame.org or @OurMindGames on Twitter. And fun news, I just released a panel as a part of EGX Digital called Keeping an Open Mind, which has some very cool guests, including the wonderful Johnny Chiodini.
Absolutely. And seen it already? Fantastic job, Caitlin. You did a phenomenal job. Absolutely. Okay, Kerry, with your imminent campaign, where can people hear from you?
I am Shira Beans on both Twitter and Instagram. I've literally said this in every episode, but not there. My stuff here. The only thing I've noticed I've done recently is start losing my shit over the latest South Park season, so.
Hey, that works for me. It's more coherent than some of Alex's babbling. Speaking of which, Alex babbling.
Okay, you can find me at Spiderbread UK. You can find mine and Matt's regular show at. I'm going to have to double check that one because I'm going to pronounce it wrong because it's the two. Game Junkies Pod, and you can find this show at Dungeon Junkies.
Indeed. As you find me at Matt.UK. And don't forget to listen to every other show which is on Business Global Media. Every single one of the gem, everyone on this network is amazing. I'm not just saying that because I produce half the content for the network.
I'm great. We're here.
But to be fair, it's fair. Someone's got to rub my back, but no one else will. Thank you very much to Kerry and to Caitlin, Alex for being my partner on this show as always, and Chad for putting us on the network in the first place. Thank you so much. Thank you to our sponsor, Triumph Chairs. Don't forget, if you go and buy one of their amazing chairs in the store at the end, you can use our code GameJunkies, all caps, to get 10% off at checkout. I'm Matt.
And I'm Alex.
And we are Dungeons and Junkies. We will see you soon. We're out of here.
This podcast is a Matt Attack production for Visionaries Global Media.